MilliganTown.org.
Hello. This is Randy Jehovic speaking from stately Jehovic Manor in the North Hills of Pittsburgh for MilliganTown Daily. Cue the music. As many of you know, I am a connoisseur of classic movies. Love classic movies. I love the plot development. I love the rich characters. I love right versus wrong, the triumph of good over evil. And one of my favorite movies, a classic, you're probably thinking of it right now, one of my favorite movies, the classic, The Muppet Movie. Of course, you know the story, but I'll relate it to you. It's the story of Kermit the Frog, who leaves the swamp and travels all the way to Hollywood for fame and fortune. And along the way, he collects a menagerie of his Muppet friends. You can think of Rolf the Dog, Gonzo the Great, Miss Piggy. But his main sidekick, the first one that joins him, is the man I think is the star of the show. Actually, the bear, I think, is the star of the show. His friend, Fozzie Bear, who travels with him in what Fozzie considers the bear's natural habitat, his uncle's Studebaker. After having escaped from the bad guys, Kermit and Fozzie stop along a country road next to a very idyllic white wooden old country church, and they take a nap, when suddenly they're awakened by loud rock music coming from the direction of the church. The church is pulsating, the building's pulsating, and immediately they go and they investigate. They open the doors, and there, to their surprise, astonishment, wonderment, down front was Dr. Tooth and the Electric Mayhem Band. All the regulars are there. Floyd, Animals on the drums, Janice is singing. The band is playing frantically, and the building is, as I said, just bouncing with the sound. Kermit stands there with his mouth open. He is just blown away. But Fozzie Bear, with his penetrating intellect, his great ability to immediately size up the situation, turns to him and says, "They certainly don't look like Presbyterians to me." I laughed out loud in the theater when I saw that years ago, and no one else was laughing. I don't think they got the joke. I got the joke. I understood what was going on. Well, in this daily discussion, we're going to talk about worship. What is worship? What does the Bible say about worship? Why is it that Fozzie Bear knew a lot more than a lot of evangelical Christians know today? We're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning in verse 26, going down through around verse 40. And we're going to talk about what worship is. This is Randy Jehovic from stately Jehovic Manor for the Milligantown Theological Society, your daily dose of Milligantown. You feel better now, don't you?
They don't look like Presbyterians to me.